Today's learning is for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So holding Siman Reish Mem Gimel, we are in Sif Beis up to Rimah, page 6, for those of you looking inside. Says Rimah, Vafila b'makam ha'asa. So you remember last week we discussed that there was two kinds of situations. Some situations where us are really because of Marisayin, and other situations were Asa because of Medina, what you're doing is Asa. So he's talking about over here, in the places that it's Asa for because of Marisayin. Im ein ha-merchatz ayatana shel Yisrael, right? So the problem was that when it came to a bathhouse or an oven, everybody knows it's the Jew who is asking for the who owns it, right? But what happens if this bathhouse or this oven was really not the Jew's? Rakscharam and Yehudi, the Jew went ahead and he rented it from a guy, right? So right now people still know it as the guy's bathhouse. Now v'chazar v'skirim l'ani Yehudi, he went ahead and he leased it out to another party, to a guy. So then shari, right? Then it's mutta, and the remark explains why. The ain't Shem Yisrael Nikra Olav. It's not known as the Jew's bathhouse. Since it's not known as the Jew's bathhouse, and since the Jew only rented it, but more importantly, when he's giving it over to the guy, he's renting it out for the whole year. So he's not doing anything wrong, because the guy's not renting it for Shabbos, the guy's renting it for the whole year. So Medina, there was nothing wrong. The only problem was the Marisayin. So since there's no Marisayin over here, it's okay. The Chain, and also, Emyesh Merchatz Bebez Dira. So let's say you have sort of a small bathhouse inside the house. The only people who use this bathhouse, a private bathhouse, only for the people living in the building. Okay, so it's a private building amenity. And those people in the building know that the amenity package was rented full year by the guy, right? So it's also shari, it's mutta. Now, let's pause over here. Let's just do the Mishnah Berurah on this part, because we're about to go into a very important question. Me'en Yehudi, Sifkat Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah. The Im HaYishay Yisrael Niradasa. If it belonged to the Yisrael, it would be Asa. So he's saying as follows, that what happens that, sorry, we're actually on Yud Beis. Let's go one back. Rakshar, the Beis Yosef Hevi B'Shem Chuvus HaGoyim, do Adinim Kana Me'en Yehudi. The take of Kodesh Yashar Askirim. The same thing would be not only if the Yid rented it from a guy, the bathhouse, but let's say he bought it from the bathhouse, but as soon as he bought it, he leased operations out to a guy. So the Lenikra Shmai Olav, Yesh Litzmai, because it was never known as the Jews' bathhouse. But any Yehudi, the Im Hayesha Yisrael, Nirad Asa. Now, if I rented a bathhouse from a Yid, and then I went ahead and I rented that bathhouse out to a guy, so Medina should be Mutta. So what's the Marisayin problem? On me, it's not a Marisayin because nobody knows that I rented it from the Yid. However, by me renting it to the guy, you know who they're going to be Nechshad? The owner who I rented it from, the Yid. I can't be the guy who causes even a Marisayin on another Yid, right? It's not only my own Marisayin I have to be concerned about. I have to be concerned about the other Yid. And then he went ahead and leased it out. Yesh oimid v'schiris nam yini muta elot kishalo yoshev ba Yisrael k'machi kosev b'es Yosef b'kana. So there are those who hold that he says that if I rented it, I can rent it to another guy, I can rent it to a guy, because nobody knows it's mine. That's assuming I never took over operations. And if I rented it out, but according to the Beis Yosef, if I would have started operations, then I decide to rent it out, so now it's too late, because now once I start operations, now people associated with me, and therefore when I put a guy in there, they're going to be chayshed me, okay? However, del yarabu sharech and kosid v'schari me'en Yehudi, if I rented it from a guy, after Yashar by Yisrael, even if I went ahead and I took over operations, Mutu Laskira Lani Yehudi like Nikrishmay Olav, because people still associated with the original owner, the guy, so they wouldn't be Marisayin. So obviously these things really is situational and it depends. The base theory. So now let's talk about, I have a bathhouse in my sort of a private bathhouse that's only used by the tenants in that house or building. It's not on the Shasaram. There's no, you don't just go in there. It's in the courtyard of somebody's house. Lakath, im ein rechzabay bechoil el oisa shavibay sashari. It's only used all week round, only by people that live in that chatzah. The anashim acherim lo yedum yesh shamerchas. The outside people don't even know that a beis hamerchas exists here. But oisa shavibay say hayoydim ized. The people who live in the building and know about it. Gam heim yoydim shaskir lein yehudi. They're aware that he leased it out to a guy, right? So there's no marasayin. Even though it's private in my property, but other people from the street come in here. So now people know that there is a base Americans here. And people know that it belongs to the Yid. They're going to walk by down the street on Shabbos. They're going to see smoke coming out of the chimney stack. They're going to say, one second, this guy's heating the bathhouse on Shabbos. They're going to assume that the Yid told the guy to heat up the bathhouse. So therefore, it would not be mutter. This that he's saying it's mutter because the people there know that he rented it to a guy only works if it's bechlal, never used by the public. Then it's in his house. What happens if it's a private bathhouse, but it's on the Avenue J? Even if it's limited to the people who live in his house, it's also the Hakoyanish, Yesha Americans. Everybody knows the base Americans. They ain't Hakoyanish, Shaskir Lane Yud, and not everybody knows. They're going to see smoke coming out of the chimney, they're going to be Choshe them. Can't cost our Rachranim. However, the Yeshma Kilan Oy, that those are Makel, the Imu Oymu Shus Achem, Ne Atzmai. It's in another Rishus on its own. Shaloy Bechatzeri, not in his courtyard. As a Philo Rexa Megama Nashra Cherem, Philochi Shari, it's Mutter. The Mistama ain't Hakoyanim, Shu Shaloy. Because then you have a different head. The people don't really know that this belongs to the Yid. Only the people who live immediately there know that the Yid owns it. They would know that the guy rented. So again, all this depends on the Metzius. If everybody using it and everybody who's aware about it knows that I rented it to a guy, so there's no Marisayan. If nobody knows about it, then once again, there's no Marisayan. If people assume that the guy owns it, then there's no Marisayan. If people know that you don't it, then there is Marisayan. So it all depends on the situations. Now, let's go back to the remark because this becomes a very sticky subject. So what happens? We just listed a whole bunch of cases. Some cases are mutter, some cases are asa, some cases are asa because of marasayin, some cases are asa because be'etzem, the guy is my shlichus, and therefore it's asa to do it on Shabbos. What happens if I went and I did it? Yesh oimrim sashkari mutter. There's some say that, okay, it was asa, but l'may see a lot of keep the money. And those who say that the money is also to take the chenikah, the Rav says you can't take this money. But let's see the mishabura. Yeshayim shaschari muta hachroinim eskimi deloy pligi. Really, the two shitas in the Ramah are not arguing, and it really depends on what the situation is. The b'makom the muta medina in the cases that we said really minat Torah, what you're doing should be muta. Meaning, I have the base amerchatz that's known as Avrumi's base amerchatz. And I went ahead and I rented it out for the whole year to a guy. So be'etzem, am I doing anything usher? I'm not doing anything usher because I'm not getting schar Shabbos. He's not b'shlichus. It's a daita d'nafshei. All that time. The only problem is the marasayin. Okay. So there, in those cases, everyone says, not everyone, that there is the case that l'maisa it's mutter me, but the kegoyim, and he explains shehiska merchas ein yehudi l'shana l'chaydish. He leased out the Beis HaMerchatz for the year or for a month. The Mishum Schar Shabbos Lekut. There's no Schar Shabbos. He's not paying me for Shabbos. He's paying me for the whole year. The Eina is Aser El Mishum Arisayin. The only reason that it's us in this case is Marisayin. Kenal B'Sif Aleph, as we said previously in Sif Aleph. Lechein, therefore, B'Diyeved Mutta L'Kabal Eskam En Yehudi. Still, I wasn't allowed to do this. But if I did it, B'Diyeved, I can take the money. I have a base Americhats. I go to a guy, I say, listen, I'm a Jew, I can't be open on Shabbos. I'm gonna rent it to you for Shabbos. Pay me $100 to rent it for me from Shabbos, right? Now, why that's clearly also Schar Shabbos. The Medina also Mishum Schar Shabbos. It's 100% also for me to do that. Not Marisayin, it's just plain old also, right? Lachain, afilu hevia en Yehudi ma'atzmei mois. If the guy comes to bring me the money. Also, a couple of men, you're not allowed to take it. As we're going to see a little bit further. See over there what it says, we'll get more into that. And basically, over there, he's even sorry, Ian, that if I went ahead and I took the money, am I allowed to have enough from that money or not. Okay, so that concludes Reish Mem Gimel. Let's get started a little bit with Reish Mem Daled. So now it's really a continuation, but we're going to be focusing on a slightly different component of, but really a continuation of what we spoke. And over here, we're going to start off talking about Kablonis. Okay, Kablonis again means I go ahead and I paid the guy for the job. Okay. And I'm not telling the guy when he has to have it done. So simple case, let's go. I go to the mechanic. Mechanic says you need a new engine in your car. It's $1,000. I say, no problem. I'm going to pay you $1,000. Let me know when I can pick up my car. The guy decides to do the engine replacement on Shabbos. Okay, that's one side of the issue. The other side of the issue, now, Etzem, as we said, I'm not doing anything else. So I'm paying the guy to do the job. He's not working on Shabbos because of me. The only reason that he's working on Shabbos is because of himself. Okay. However, now there's another scenario. I take a guy and I tell the guy, you take care, I will pay you $10,000 to take care of my field. Seed it, cut it, plow it, pick the wheat. You take care of it. Okay. Now the guy can decide when to do it. He can do it on Tuesday every week. Takes one day a week of work, 2 days a week of work. He can decide which days he wants to work on it. Or he can decide to work on it on Shabbos. Be'etzem, what am I doing over here? Be'etzem, I'm not doing anything else, sir. Okay? Be'etzem, the guy's paid for the job. I don't care if he works on Shabbos. He's not my shliach. It's not tzchash. I'm not paying him to work for me on Shabbos. He can do it any day. He chooses the most convenient day for him is to do it on Shabbos. So really, be'etzem, it should be us, mutter. However, over there's a different maris. There's a marisayan. The Marisayan is, remember, why is there Marisayan? Remember, we said that when it comes to fields, people will assume that it's Arisus, right? That there was that percentage split. But over here is a different problem. The problem is that at the end of the day, when people are going to see and when the field is cut, who they're going to see gets all the wheat? I get all the wheat. The guy doesn't get any piece of it. You know what they're going to say? Ah, you know why he was working on Shabbos? Because I've already told him to work on Shabbos. That's why he was working on Shabbos. So it goes once again to a Marisayan issue because at the end of the day, they're not going to see that there was an aresis. Now, the third scenario that we have to address, and this is where it's going to get very, very, it could be very negative to us. The third scenario is I hired somebody for Kablonis, but it's the kind of thing that some people do Kablonis and some people do by the hour. Okay. So I hire a bricklayer. Right, let's go, not go bismanazeb. Back then, I hired a bricklayer to build a porch on my house. Okay. Now, if I hired him bekablonis, technically I'm not doing anything wrong, right? The problem is that very often people hire bricklayers by the hour, right? So if someone's gonna see him on Shabbos putting up the bricks on my house, they're not gonna say, oh, you hired him as a kablonis, just a fixed rate for the whole job, and he's choosing to do it on Shabbos. They're going to say, you pay this guy as a schir yom. You went to the Home Depot on the corner, you picked up a laborer over there, and you told him, come lay bricks in your house on Shabbos. So, there, once again, it's going to be depend where the person is doing the job. If he's doing it in your house, okay, then it's, if he's doing it something, it's mechubel karka. Right? So you're generally going to go with the rule that there's a marasayan, except if it is these certain situations, it's totally out of the tchum, you don't live there, and there's no Jews there, or whatever it is. But if it's a place that is a makom that is yidden, they know it's yours. So even though you did it in oif and mutter because you hired him for the job, but since there's also other situations that people hire such a person on by the hourly rate, therefore it once again comes usser. If it's the kind of work that sometimes people pay hourly and sometimes people do kablanis, but it's done in private or it's done in an oifen that people don't know that it's yours, so you're asking him to manufacture something for you, right? And he's doing it in his yard. Nobody knows who he's manufacturing for it, and you didn't pay him to do it on chops. You paid him by the hour, it'd be usser, but you paid him for the job, then it would be mutter. So let's just recap, and then we'll start the siman tomorrow. Okay, so here we're mostly talking about kablanis. So be'etzem kablanis should be mutter. But we're going to have to analyze each case as when is the marisayin. The marisayin is as follows when it comes to kablanis. Is the marisayin is twofold. People have to know that it's yours, right? So that's why it's marisayin. That potentially is a marisayin. And the marisayin is that it's the kind of thing that people sometimes don't do kablanis. People do it on an hourly wage. And since people do it on an hourly wage, they're going to assume that you did it that way, and therefore to be the Mara Zion. So in order for it to be problematic, you need two things. Number one, it's a public thing and people know that it's yours. And number two, it's the kind of thing that people do hire by the hour, which that is us at the hire a worker to work for you on Shabbos. So that's just a little bit of our Akdamah to Reish Mem Daled, and we'll get started in Yetzer Hashem on tomorrow on this seven. Thank you.